This episode of The Morning Stream brought to you by Tweaked Audio at tweakedaudio.com. Many styles and colors to choose from, all their accessories designed to sound great with both music and talk, engineered for durability, noise reduction, and more, compatible with all your phones, your iPods, your whatever you got. And a lifetime warranty. Go to tweakedaudio.com and save 33% with the code STREAM at checkout. That's STREAM at checkout with our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Coming up on TMS, The Adventures of Crotch and Burp.
Too early get a construction sandwich?
Going rogue this morning.
Sheen loses more of his sheen.
Oh, play on words. Culkin says he's done acting.
Animal guts.
Sorry, call now and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
So that's it. A kissless bride. Harvard man. Marriage annulled.
No, I mean, I guess.
The Morning Stream. No dicks here. Everybody, welcome back to The Morning Stream. It's TMS for Thursday, the 7th of April, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ebbett.
Hello.
Hello, Brian Ebbett. What are you doing today?
Happy. I'm enjoying my Friday Eve. Well, I'm doing a couple shows. I'm doing three shows today.
Oh, wait. So do
two
tell.
Two TMSs. Mm-hmm. And then a show I do every other week called Breaking the Panel, where we talk about the transition of comic books into film and TV.
Oh, man. You know what I wish that was?
What do you wish that was?
You guys taking old CRT monitors and smashing them.
Just smashing them?
Yeah, breaking
sometimes
the panel.
My co-hosts make me want to do that.
Yeah, take that. Zing, zing.
What the did I do there?
So I got to tell you, I have to start today. Today's a fun day because, so Wendy's not here. That isn't to say that's why it's fun. She's on the road doing some sort of trippy trip, and she can't be sure. Here today. So she'll be here next week.
Taking however, her mobile psychiatry van around the country.
Exactly. Helping all in need. But today we'll do call now in her place, which means you guys get to call in like Hotline Monday, but not on Monday a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Call in whatever questions are on your mind. Think of it as Ask TMS, except with voice. And we'll do that after the song break today. So don't do it now. We'll do it later.
ATMSA, like Ask TMS Anything.
Yes. And if you're listening live, the number to call, 801-895-4724, 801-895-4724. I'm not answering it yet, so don't call now.
Right. And I want at least one question where somebody asks, quickfire, like, top five somethings, go.
Yeah.
Like, say, all right, top five Nicolas Cage movies, go.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Brian, I love it. Okay, yeah. So already we've got a standard to live up to, everybody. So don't just call and go, I just wanted to talk about my Indiegogo. All right. We just want to hear about funny stuff. That's what we want. Yes,
exactly.
Funny story for you today. You ready for
this?
Give
us a chance to stumble over our own tongues.
I got a good one for you. So I wake up. Okay. So here's what happens. Kim gets up at like, I don't know, 6 to get Nick ready for school because he has to be on his way to school by 7. So we have an hour to shower, get breakfast, chill, get your stuff ready, whatever. So she always does that, and I always hear it, and I get up. That's usually when I get up. Today, I thought, you know what? I'm laying here till 7. I'm not getting up yet. It's just how it is, all right? I was up late last night.
Tired.
I just want to lay here. I just want to meditate a little bit on the day, what I have ahead of me and all this.
Nice.
And I'm laying there, and here's what I hear, because I'm the one that usually does this. I'll go let Rainer out, Rainer the female dog. She'll go out and pee. She'll come back in. I'll feed her. And then she'll want to, like, hang around and, you know, chew on her toy and act like morning's the best time ever, right?
Right, yeah.
So I usually do that. Kim did that today. And I hear all that happening. I hear the food being poured in the bowl. I hear her outside. I hear the door come in. I hear her go, come on in. Come and eat. She comes in. She comes, eats. And then I hear this. I don't know if this is going to do any justice, but I hear, like... Hey, coming down the hall like that.
Right. You can basically hear the sounds of approaching little padded feet.
It sounds like doom because she's she's really pounding it, right? And I can hear her tearing through the house and coming my direction.
Yeah.
She leaps in the air, and I'm not kidding about this dog. She is one of the most athletic dogs I've ever had, period, but I've ever seen. She can like vertical leap like nobody's business. And she does this leap in the air that just completely clears the bed, a relatively tall bed, clears the bed and lands on my crotch. So just goes shonk, lands both front feet on my chest, back feet right in my crotch.
Oh, geez.
Brian, that's where the testicles are.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very, I don't know if, you know, listeners, I don't know if you're new to the male anatomy, but that's a sensitive area.
Yeah, that's where.
The TPZ.
If we were Death Stars, that's where Luke would shoot his little torpedoes.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Those are our weaknesses. So, so anyway, I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to. But anyway, so the dog smashes my tenders, okay, and right. hits me on the chest with her feet, and I go, "Oh, Rainer," like that, and uh-huh. she goes, "In my face." She burped dog food breath in my face. So that's how I woke
it's
up.
It's almost your double whammy of like your greatest fears. Scott's greatest fears all encapsulated into one 30-second experience.
But the result was I could not. I was like kind of hurting because she hurt my gut, you know, and she hurt my groin.
Right.
But
right.
I'm laughing. I cannot stop laughing at what she had just done. And she thinks now I'm playing with her. So I'm kind of right, like rolling over to my side laughing. And she's like pawing at me and clawing at me and like she wants to wrestle and. It's like you don't even know what you did.
Like
you know?
Dino.
Yeah, it is like Dino. It was a little like Dino. She's a lot like Dino, actually. Now that you say it, Brian.
Yeah.
Now that you say it. Anyway, so that's how I woke up this morning. I hope your morning was a little less
way less complicated and crotch pain inducing.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I always like to hear that. Brian is always in his best mood when his crotch doesn't ache.
This is true.
It's been my experience.
It's a weird correlation to draw, but you know, now that you point it out, it's totally true.
Now here's the other stinker. She comes in at 7 o'clock, and I've noticed we were told by the guy who he's like a PR dude for the housing company or the house builder people that are building next to us and across the street. And because there's so much construction going on, and since we're right in the center of it, he comes over to the house, knocked on the door. Yes, I'm from so-and-so house deal, and I just want to let you know, we know that this is crazy. We know there's a lot of stuff around and a lot of sound, and we just want to let you know we just really appreciate your patience. We're going to do the best we can. I see we've dug up one of your sprinklers here. We're going to fix that for you. Like, he's super, like, PR, right?
Yeah, I love the voice, too. The voice is great.
Yeah, and he says, like, yeah, you know, I realize the shitter's too close to your yard, and
people smoking pot in it. We'll maybe do something about that.
We'll do something about that. And I know they dumped some dirt on your lawn in the back. That'll never grow back, but we'll see what we can do. Like he's telling us that, oh, we're so sorry. And he gave us a gift card to go to what was it? Like Olive Garden or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did they supply construction workers with like Olive Garden gift cards to disseminate
around
the neighborhood?
Well, to this guy was in a tie. Like he's clearly in management, right? Like,
okay.
So he's from the office.
Wow.
But he was, I think it was their way of hedging.
We'd appreciate you maybe hitting the Olive Garden, I don't know, around 420. So you don't smell anything around your house.
That'd be a great time to go. I hear it's the best time.
But no fighting for a table.
But he says, I'm convinced that they're bribing us not to be mad about construction problems. Like
sure.
That's what this feels like. Like he's saying, yeah, this is a mess. Stuff's everywhere. Hey, here, how about some free dinner so that we won't be inclined to like go to somebody and go, look, this noise is too much or this thing is too much. Right, and listen, right. We're already the people that aren't going to complain. We don't care. Sure. We understand. Sure, I get it, man. I get it. You got to build the thing. I get it. You have to do it. I'm looking at it right now.
From this window.
It's progress, exactly. It's fine. We're not those kind of people. We don't freak out. We don't send anonymous letters about your dog barking. That isn't us, okay?
Who could you be talking about there?
That's just not in our nature. So it didn't really bother us. And hey, free food, that was fine. But here's the thing he told me that now I'm kind of having a problem with. He said, and I quote, "You'll never hear any construction start anytime before 8 a.m., he says.
Okay.
I think they must be in a rush to finish things or something. Like there's a rumor floating around that April's their deadline. Because this morning at 6:45 a.m.
Well, he meant 8 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, is that okay? Now it makes sense. Now he could rely on that as his excuse. Because seriously, you're hearing
8 a.m. Olive Garden time.
You're hearing like, boop, boop. boop. And then you're hearing a guy at the top of his lungs going, Esta aquí, porque el niño, as loud as he can on top of some roof. It was just brutal this morning. So this morning it was all about dog burps and loud construction.
Wow. Good. Just not the way you want to wake up.
No.
Not the best part of waking up.
No. But I did wake up to a rad trailer, which we'll get to in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put it this way before we get to that segment. I was genuinely skeptical about a standalone film. Mm-hmm. That trailer has alleviated 99.9% of my fears.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got some. Yeah, exactly.
The tone is rad, and we'll talk about it. We're gonna go into depth.
I'm saving it. I'm gonna talk about it in a minute.
And listen, I know there's some people out there that avoid trailers. We're not gonna describe every detail of this trailer or anything like that. And there's no, I can't tell anything being given away. Actually, you know what? We already know what happens because this is a prequel. This is a prequel to New Hope. So we kind of know how things turned out. But it is. Let's put it this way: if you were one of those Star Wars fans that were kind of, you were okay with the founding trilogy and you were okay with all of that and the Skywalker storyline, but what you really liked was the side stuff, the TIE fighter stories, mm-hmm. and the X-Wing stories and the, you know, the Thrawn stuff and all that. Yeah, if you liked all the extended fiction, mm-hmm. I feel like you're about to get your wish, man.
Totally.
That's what this feels like.
Totally.
I have one major concern, and it's got nothing to do with the movie, and we'll get to all that later.
Okay.
Boy, I'm just talking about it all now, aren't I?
Yeah, so save it.
I should stop doing that. Let's call Durrell.
Durrell?
Durrell, get your ass in here. Where the hell's a dog?
Close the gate, Durrell.
Durrell, damn it, Durrell. Durrell!
Oh, that's Carl. I shouldn't do Durrell. It should be Carl. All right, here's this.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
All right, check this out. It's Daryl Skeels, everybody. Stump a Daryl, brought to you by.
Tune in to CamcorderTV.com in April for the premiere of a new episode of Count Drahoon's Feature of Fright. This episode stars TMS's Scott Johnson as Lieutenant Jankowski, head of the homicide squad at Animus Forks PD. A gruesome murder has taken place in the Animus River. Was it the victim's boyfriend, or is there something far more monstrous lurking beneath in... Must be something in the water. Log on to CamcorderTV.com next month for the full episode. Camcorder TV, humble beginnings, big ideas.
Speaking of big ideas, Daryl's on the phone. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Oh. Oh, no.
Hey, your feet are in my crotch. Get off of me. lots of really solid positive feedback about your weird Google quiz at the end of the show.
Good. Yeah, I'm totally digging that.
Yeah, I like it too. It's a lot. I like it better than our old stuff. This is really good. So we're going to keep doing that, everybody. I'm glad you liked it. Hey, and if you hated it, F off. We're doing it anyway. Daryl, it's good to have you back. Daryl's from Seattle, Washington, and is here to be stumped. He's the Trek nerd. The internet knows him as that. Sometimes we even ask him a Star Trek question still, but most of the time
not.
Today we have a listener on the phone who is going to participate in today's weirdness. And who's this?
Kevin. You know, this crazy.
Crazy?
Kevin Crazy. Oh, Crazy with a K and two E's, right?
Oh, all right.
In the
chat room?
Sweet. Where are you from, dude?
Utah.
Yeah!
There we go.
Woo! Utah. That's right. Kevin. Represent. What part of Utah are you in?
I'm in Richfield.
Oh, my Lord. That's far away. all right.
Not that far.
Yeah. Well, it's not too bad. All right. Well, it's good to have you here. Brian's going to explain the rules and our prize package. So, Brian, go ahead.
Sure. Kevin is going to predict whether or not Daryl can get the answer correct or not to a question that we're going to be asking him. If Kevin's prediction is correct, should we call him Kevin or Crazy? Let's call him Crazy.
Sure.
If Crazy's prediction is correct, then he is going to win a prize package that includes a code to unlock Zeratul in Heroes of the Storm, an Andrew Allen song from the Andrew Allen Library, a Norwegian CD, a Fifth Element Corbin Dallas action figure, and today we are adding a custom pencil sketch from Scott.
Yes! In the mail, all the way to Richfield.
Yeah. Just swing by and pick it up.
Yeah, we might have
on
to
your
meet
way to the loaf and jug.
Maybe we'll meet up. The loaf and jug. I wish we had a loaf and jug. Is that a real place?
Yeah, we have one like a block away from our house.
Oh, I love that name.
We can get gas at the loaf and jug here.
The loaf and jug.
Yeah.
Oh, you got Colorado wins. Forget it. Utah sucks.
The loafing junk. It's not quite as cool as the Piggly Wiggly, but yeah. It's pretty damn close.
Well, between Crazy and I, there are probably 100 Flying J stops.
Oh, yeah, the Flying J.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a place to go, especially if you're a trucker.
Right, get your menthols at the Flying J.
What kind of jug is it? Does it have three X's on it?
I assume it's like milk, right? Like milk and bread, isn't that the?
Yeah, it's kind of what it's implying, right? Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Just your staples, your necessities.
Yeah, but whoever says, Yearlene, go out and get us a loaf and a jug.
Right, exactly.
These kids need to eat. I don't think anyone says those words anymore. all right, Daryl. Did you tell him the topic?
The Cap Kipper says the loaf and jug is a restroom that sells liquor. Ding! The category today is World of Warcraft.
Oh, something Daryl hasn't played for a long time yet.
It's a Vigi game.
He was really into it for a while, so this will be interesting.
So Crazy. How do you feel about Daryl's chances on getting a question correct about World of Warcraft?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You never know how to go with Daryl. He's kind of a wild card.
He's a wild card. He's a loose cannon.
He's writing checks his body can't cash.
That's right. But at least he's endorsing
him. Let's say he'll get it wrong.
Say he's going to get it wrong. All right. Good deal. I think
there's something matter of fact about Crazy that I really appreciate. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's something about his entire demeanor that I really like. Like, you feel like you've never beat around the bush. Like, that's do you want chicken? No, chicken sucks. All right.
Will Daryl get it right? No, he sucks.
No, he's terrible. He's going to get it wrong. All right. Here's your question, Daryl. In the World of Warcraft, human players start the game in what part of the Elwynn Forest? Is it A, Westbrook Garrison? Is it B, East Vale Logging Camp? Is it C, Goldshire? Or is it D, North Shire Valley? That's Westbrook Garrison, East Vale Logging Camp, Goldshire, or North Shire Valley.
So, Daryl, have you ever done Alliance? Have you ever played Alliance on...
my very first one.
Oh. Was it a human?
It was a gnome.
Oh.
And he danced on all the mailboxes.
Great. So you're one of the people I don't like then.
Well, I haven't done that in a long time.
Okay.
Gnomes are dancing on mailboxes, Scott.
anybody who plays a gnome, listen, I've come to grips with it. It's fine. You're all fine people. I just assume you're all making a joke when you made a gnome. So it's fine. I appreciate all your sense of humor. Nobody seriously makes a gnome. Character.
The reason I made a gnome is because I was new at this and I didn't want anybody to see me, so I made the smallest possible character that I could.
Is that true?
That is totally true.
That is really? That's amazing. That's amazing. You just wanted to blend into the background of the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Too bad they couldn't let you be one of those, like, you know, neutral rats that are only like one hit point that are always.
Oh yeah, I'd totally be that.
Yeah, you'd be that until I found you, because I kill those when I see them. all right. So what do you think, man? Where are you feeling it?
Okay. Let's see. I don't even remember what level these places are.
Well, if you start, it'd be zero. I mean, level one or whatever.
Well, yeah. All of these are, I guess these are probably all level one places.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're wondering about each zone. Yeah. Who knows? I can tell you at least one of them for sure is level one.
The only one I remember is Goldshire, and I didn't make a lot of alts. I think Hap, the gnome, was my only one that I started out on level one.
Hap, like H-A-P?
Yeah.
Three letters? Nice. Well done.
Nice, good score. You got in early.
Yeah, I have a character named Roy on a server, R-O-Y.
I love that.
And it's a server I don't play on, and so I'm sad I never get to use it, because it's impossible to get a three-letter name, especially this far into the game. But even a year into the game, you couldn't do it. So, yeah, Roy will forever. And as long as Blizzard doesn't steal it from me, I'm keeping Roy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roy is mine.
Sure. Why would they take that away from you?
You can't. Prove it you can't. Anyway.
Okay. I'm just going to pick the one that sounds the most familiar, even though that could be a terrible mistake. I'm going to pick Goldshire.
Goldshire, you say, is the answer. Let's find out if that is correct. Of course, our listener saying you are crazy, saying you won't get it right. Mm-hmm. So here's hoping that you do for your sake and don't for his sake. here's the chance to find out.
Congratulations.
Oh.
You're a winner.
Brian, we finally have a winner of our giant prize package.
That's right. Yeah. So no. Crazy wins. You should have been playing the... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I screwed that up. Yeah, I'm thinking...
Wait
I'm
a minute. Daryl, who's that Daryl, for? Did I
Daryl
get it right
got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Daryl
got
oh,
it wrong.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Crazy got it right.
Crazy got it right. Sorry. I was playing the congratulations for the listener. Is that sad or what? crazy one. You lost. It is actually Northshire Valley. Human players start out Northshire Valley and progress into the rest of the Elwynn Forest zone, which includes Goldshire, by the way, so you weren't that far off. Here is the intro for the humans. Check this out. It's kind of cool.
The noble humans of Stormwind are a proud, tenacious race. Though the recent invasion of the demonic Burning Legion decimated their sister kingdom of Lordaeron, the defenders of Stormwind stand vigilant against any who would threaten the sanctity of their lands. Nestled in the foothills of Elwynn Forest, Stormwind City is one of the last bastions of human power in the world.
All right. You guys know who that is, right? That voice actor? You guys know who
no,
that is?
Who is that?
Okay, you know in the Terminator movies, the psychiatrist that's helping what's-her-name that's ends up with
yes,
a...
the bald dude?
Gets a syringe in his neck. Remember him? That's him.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
I'm blown away. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's no, that's not crazy. Crazy just won.
I'm crazy. Come
yeah,
on.
Nicely done. How do we want to arrange for Crazy to get...
All right, Crazy / Kevin, email me at coverville@gmail.com after you take a look on either Amazon or iTunes, whatever's convenient, at the entire Andrew Allen Trio music library. Pick a song you like, email me, let me know what song you want, and also include your mailing address. I will forward that over to Scott. He can get your pencil sketch and your Norwegian CD out to you. And he can immediately reply with your code for Zeratul.
Yeah.
This isn't complicated at all.
No.
And then I can send out your Corbin Dallas action figure.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of stuff in email and regular mail.
Indeed. Congratulations, awesome. Dude. Well done.
Thank
yes.
you.
The prize pool starts over again. Daryl is the Trek Nerd. You can find him on This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and The Grumpy Cast and The Trek Nerd on Twitter. Daryl, play your little Google game with us now.
Okay, what is the Google search suggestion for? I mean, what am I saying? Yeah, that's right. William Riker.
What is the
number one suggestion?
So it's like, what is it? How does it complete when you do a search for William Riker?
Yeah.
Oh, William okay. Riker.
So William
and
Riker
then
blank, basically.
Yeah.
William Riker. I'm gonna say beard.
William Riker.
I'll bet it's beard.
Yeah,
wait, are you saying the number one one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying beard.
Yeah, William Riker. A feet. I'm going to say feet.
Okay, so you say William Riker feet. I'm going to say William Riker. Why feet, by the way?
Have you ever done a search for anybody in Google and like have it populate with feet? Like if you do a search for like Sarah Jessica Parker, one of the first Google things you find is feet.
All right, I'm going to try this.
All right.
I've never tried this. Is this true for like a lot of celebrities?
It's true for a lot of celebrities. Usually usually women, but...
Jessica Parker. The first one that came up for me is horse. All right. Well, anyway, that may vary. Your mileage may vary. I say beard. He says feet. What do you say?
I say we have a winner this time.
Really?
It is... Beard, yes.
Yeah. Bearded feet. Got it. Perfect. No, I did get it. What do I win? Yeah. Do I get anything for that? I don't get anything for that.
No, you don't get anything. You can give yourself something.
All right. I'll give myself a click to remove Daryl from the group. All right. There he goes. See you later, buddy. Good times.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Time for the morning news brought to you by
Current Geek. Check it out tomorrow. Scott. What's going to be on deck for Current Geek?
We have all kinds of great plans. We have a guest coming on who is writing a comic book graphic novel, and he'll be there to talk all about that and to geek out with us. We'll likely go deep on this whole thing about that trailer and many other things. So come on, check us out live at 5 p.m. Mountain Time at frogpants.com/live or you can catch the podcast however you get your podcasts. You can subscribe and get all the links over at currentgeek.com.
Cool.
All right. Let's talk about this teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna play just a tiny touch of the beginning of it.
Okay.
Here, chat room. Sorry, wrong window. Okay. Let's just play a tiny bit of this and see what we get. See exactly what we get. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah.
State your name for the record.
Mm-hmm.
Jin Erso.
Okay.
Forgery of imperial documents. Possession of stolen property. Aggravated assault. Resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined. This is a rebellion, isn't it?
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Okay, what's great about that is that those stormtroopers are old-ass stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm.
The dress and look of everything is very 70s sci-fi. Like, they're going for that era.
Like, yeah,
more than even the newer one. Like, the new one,
sure.
The new one hearkened to it for sure. But this is like, this is it. This is like pre New Hope, which is what it is. Essentially, this should be episode 3.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this feels more prequely than the prequels. Just from the trailer, it feels more prequely.
Oh, you guys. Here's why okay, let's talk about why we're excited. I don't even know where to start with this. So I guess I was coming in thinking, all right, here we go, Marvel, Disney, or Disney Lucas, whatever. You're going to do like you do. You make your one Star Wars movie a year, and it's okay, but it'll be like, well, Thor was all right, but man, Avengers was sure good, but man, Thor 2 is better, but boy, Avengers 2 kind of stuff. You know, like it's going to be that kind of consistency or whatever. And we still don't know. This is just a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
However, the tone is exactly what I want from a side story. It's exactly what I want. It's right. It's a little bit darker. It's a little bit roguey, like the name. It's a little less Jedi. You know, like, let's take it into places we don't get to explore very often.
Sure. And it's like coming at a time when everyone's super excited about episode 7 and continuing that story and finally getting to see what the deal is with Rey and with Luke Skywalker and what's going to happen and all that.
Yeah.
So to say, yeah, we know you're really, really invested in that story, but there's this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the fear I had is like, oh, crap, you know, it's just going to feel like we're going to distract you with this hand while this hand's working on the next traditional Star Wars story.
Sure.
This feels like, you know, this feels like something that is going to be, I don't know. It feels like something that is going to be nice, self-contained, a great story. Hopefully that we don't have to worry about, all right, how does this connect into everything?
Yeah. Cause we already kind of know. You know,
we already kind of know exactly.
We know
and we
how
don't
it
have
goes.
To worry. You know, is this going to reveal something for episode 8? Is it going to connect?
I think it's just going to inform us more on what it took to get
yes.
those plans. And
yes,
we always just
exactly.
throw. It's always such a throwaway. There's an old guy in a beard going, "We've got the plans, so we know what to do."
Right.
And we're like, "Okay, well that's great. See you later, Luke Skywalker. Go shoot 2 torpedoes in its butthole. Everything's done." But now we get to find out what sacrifices were truly made to mm-hmm. get us to that point, and somehow that's going to make episode 4 a more intense experience.
Right.
Like, that's really interesting to me.
It is really cool. And we get a Mon Mothma appearance.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was great. You also get some of those cool badass helmets, the rebellion helmets where they in the first 3 movies they're always directing traffic like on the forest planet and stuff. Those are so cool. Like, it's so retro. If you look at it real close, you're like, oh my gosh, that lady's dress is like 78, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's super cool.
You know, even the very brief look that we get at who we assume is going to be the villain
mm-hmm.
in this, even that's really cool. He's kind of got like an old Admiral Thrawn kind of look to him without the blue skin.
Yeah.
Thrawn was the one with the blue skin, right?
Thrawn was blue, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the avatar of that series. But anyway, it looks great. There are giant walkers in it. There's old stormtroopers in it. It just looks like we're all in for some fun. Here's my worry. One worry. It's the only one I got.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about the film. This movie, once again, has a titular, important, upfront character who is a female protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
which I am 100% great with. No problems here. But we live in a time where people see that and they freak out. So I'm worried, or I'm irritated that I know what the internet's doing right now and I'm avoiding it. I'm not looking at it, but I know what it's doing. It's like Ray 2.0. Mm. Oh, we got to have another lady in charge. We're going to have all of those people coming out of the woodwork again. And I want to go kick them all in the left nut as hard as I can. Because it pisses me off. Because there's going to be people going, well, how can we have to have two lady heroes in a row?
Why does every movie that they're going to come out with now have to have a lady in front?
What's with all the ladies in charge? Can't we get Han Solo? Yeah, you're going to get your Han Solo movie. Mm-hmm. He's not a lady. So calm down. Every movie ever made has a dude hero in it. Calm down. They're all out there, you jerks. Oh, I just know it's coming. I can feel it. I've already seen some of it, and I'm trying to avoid it. Right. It's like, oh, look, you guys. It's like Red 2.0.
Really? You already seen that?
Oh, yeah. God. Of course they are. Because the internet sometimes sucks giant donkey phallus. Ugh, I hate it. Anyway. I think the gritty tone is rad. I think it looks really cool. And now I'm as excited as I was for 7. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and watching you watch it at the beginning of the show, people at home didn't see this, but
it's like a Brian reacts to the new Star Wars Rogue One trailer.
Yep. And when you saw, and like when the dish thing happened, I could see it in your face.
Oh, like, I was like, oh my God, that comes out. So, okay. You've described your problem with this. Here's my problem. Is the sequel going to be called Rogue One 2?
No, I don't think there is one. This is like standalone.
This is really self-contained. This
very
is like,
self-contained, because once this is done, they're done, and then they do more of these types of things.
Good deal, because that's going to be really confusing.
Yeah. I mean,
Rogue 1.5.
Yeah, you get Rogue 2. Yeah, I don't think they have any plans.
Look, who else is roguing?
I mean, all bets are off if it's the biggest financial success ever and it beats the other Star Wars movies somehow. I mean, maybe then they have to think about what they want to do, and maybe these characters live on in other ways. But I think the whole point of these things that they're calling a Star Wars story below the logo, I think they're meant to be one-off, like standalone film, which is really interesting, right? That's a really interesting way to approach this. And you could build a really interesting library of Star Wars films that appeal to both the mainstream Skywalker tale and the side stuff, which up till now, you haven't really served the side stuff fans. And there's tons of fans out there that would kill for a TIE Fighter story. Mm-hmm. Or, not TIE Fighter, was it called the X-Wing series by, is it Timothy Zahn or Timothy Zahn?
Oh, yes, right.
Was it TIE Fighter? X-Wing. X-Wing. Whatever.
Rogue Squadron or
Rogues, maybe those are good too. Like there's a ton of old fiction that got tossed out and everybody's pissed. Well, now's your chance to get some of that back, yo.
Sure. Doesn't have to be those stories exactly, but give us something similar to that we want.
I'm excited. Directed by Gareth Edwards, by the way, your Godzilla director. And there you go. Cool. In other news, Charlie Sheen is a suspect in a criminal investigation. Uh-oh. Not winning.
Oh, no.
What does he say? Winning? Let's find that.
Yeah.
Do I still have that handy?
Duh.
Winning. Duh. Hold on. Do I have it?
It's a protection job.
Nope. Well, are you telling me I don't have those?
What?
Hang on, Johnson. Hang on. You're winning.
Okay.
Those were all of our, initial first week of TMS soundboard sounds.
Found it.
Duh.
There it is.
There we go.
Look at me. Duh.
All right. Yeah, how could I not have those? Of course I have them.
Winning.
All right, he's right there. He says, or they say, he is in trouble. He's a suspect in a criminal investigation in Los Angeles by the police department, alleging that he made threats against an unnamed victim, a rep for the 50-year-old Two and a Half Men anger management alumni.
Jeez. Hope that's his starting line in his resume.
Yeah. I like the idea of saying a rep for the 50-year-old Two and a Half Men. Something about
50
that.
50-year-old.
That's really weird.
52 and a half man-year-old.
Yeah. they say that he had no comment. Police spokesman told E! News yesterday, officers had on March 31st completed an investigative report where Charlie Sheen was listed as a suspect in the investigation. The LAPD Threat Management Unit is a group leading the probe. Oh, I love the probe.
Leading the probe.
I didn't like the Ford probe, though. I had one for a while. It's a piece
of you?
Yeah, my dad.
I think I rode in your Ford probe, actually. Now that you mention that.
I'm trying to think. When did I get rid of the probe? been a while. Been a while.
Maybe not. When did I?
I don't remember. I don't remember when I got rid of
it. It was a Ford Fiesta.
Oh, I still have that.
Yeah, that's the one I wrote.
Yeah,
in.
That thing's a stuff.
We listened to Marcy Playground while we drove around Utah looking for something.
I love sex and candy. No, he doesn't say I don't love it. He says it smells like.
I smell.
I smell like sex and no.
No. There's no like.
All right. Don't ask me to sing their songs again because I don't know apparently what I'm doing. Anyway, they the investigation was triggered by Sheen's ex-fiance Scotland Ross. How many of those has she had? Anyway, this is adult film actress Brett Rossi, age 26. NBC News reported, citing Los Angeles police and her lawyer John Taylor. Rossi's lawyer confirms to E that an emergency protective order against Sheen was filed last week following a news report claiming that a recording of Sheen allegedly threatening her life exists. The actor's lawyer called the move a publicity stunt. Quote, she takes this very seriously. We take this very seriously. She has physically, or he has physically abused her in the past. She is getting all the legal protection that she can from him at this time, says Taylor, who told E!
I know that is that's actually a check mark on somebody's bingo card right there.
Well, I guess I just finished their card out because I said it like five times. So there you have it.
You did, yes.
Let's see. So that's the thing. I don't know. Sheen, whatever. There's things about Charlie Sheen we'll never know. I would not be surprised if all of this stuff comes to light. Like if TMZ gets the recording of him threatening her, that would be.
Oh, God. Yeah. There you go. Well, that's a smoking gun, right?
Yeah. That's the big smelly smoking. This smells like a smoking gun.
I'm going to shoot you with wizard blood. Duh.
I'm going to kill you. Duh. Macaulay Culkin in the news. Remember him?
Yeah, he did this.
That's the one. Yeah, slapped his face.
That's only for the live streamers right there.
Yeah, he was in Uncle Buck. Oh, no, that was his brother.
No, that was... I thought that was him, wasn't it?
Wasn't that a different Culkin kid? I think so. Here, we're going to look it up.
Kieran Culkin?
Yeah, IMDb. Let's just look it up. IMDb, Internet Movie Database. You might be familiar with it. Uncle Buck. Oh, you're right. It is him.
Macaulay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Macaulay Culkin and Uncle Buck. I forget where...
Stepchild? Bad Child. Bad Seed.
Bad Child Seed.
Bad
Seed Child.
Bad Seed?
Seed Junior. Anyway, he says he's essentially retired from acting. Big shock, everybody.
Guess what? We all knew that about 10 years ago.
I'm a little surprised he's just figuring it out.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin has revealed that he is essentially retired from acting in an interview with New York Magazine. Culkin, who has remained largely out of the spotlight since his Home Alone days.
Headline should be, Macaulay Culkin finally gets memo he retired from acting 10 years ago.
Let's see. It says, he said that his acting days are pretty much behind him, revealing that he now spends most of his time painting, writing, and whatevering.
Right. Well, he did that, wasn't he part of that?
It was a band or something.
It was a band that did an entire album doing parodies of songs, but they turned it all into All About Pizza.
Yeah. It was real stupid.
It was really bad. We listened to a little bit here on the show.
Yeah, it was bad. That is a quote, him saying whatevering. That's a quote.
Whatevering, good.
Yeah, that's some hipster bullshit.
In other words, available to work for food.
That's some hipster, some hipster garbage right there.
Yeah.
Says, I'm a man in his mid-30s who is essentially retired, he says. I kind of go where the wind takes me a little bit. Though he tries to avoid attracting attention, Culkin said that he still gets recognized when folks walk down the streets of New York, saying, even if I don't get bugged, it's looming, it's there. The actor noted to avoid being recognized, he likes to go out in the middle of the night when there's less people outside.
Do you think people go up to him and say, oh my God, it's Haley Joel Osment?
I loved you and Pay It Forward.
Ooh, do you see dead people?
Yeah, can you see? Are there dead people around us? I'll take walks. He says, I'll take walks at 2 or 4 in the morning. 2 or 4. That's very oddly specific.
Only even numbered hours, by the way, for Macaulay.
Forget about 3.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody out on the streets and it's easy for me to go unnoticed, Culkin said. Culkin, age 35. That is kind of weird that he's 35 now. Why is that weird to me? Time flew. That's why. Explained that he now splits his time between New York and Paris, noting that he particularly enjoys his time in France because no one ever starstruck when they see him. It turned out that, no, they don't recognize me. They just didn't care, Culkin said. I was like, where have you people been my entire life? Well, it's the French, dude. They don't like anybody. Take that, Patrick. Anyway, good luck to him. Whatever. I'm not going to dogpile on Culkin. I think kid actors get a raw deal.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? He stumbled a little bit there, I think, at some point, didn't he? And recovered. So, you know what? Good for him for...
Yeah, if he's found...
found peace...
Yeah. He's still getting, like, residuals and stuff from all his great work. Sure. And if I was... Home Alone sucks without Macaulay Culkin. He was the face of it.
Right.
Like, he was a great kid actor.
We don't need everybody to turn into Corey Feldman.
No. And it's nice to see his brothers doing well, the other brothers, in lots of things.
Right.
All the time now. And he probably could be, too, if he really wanted to. But
sure.
Look, if you're happy just whatevering, like he says, then do that.
He's, Tarantino will, quote unquote, rediscover him in a few years and put him in a movie, and it'll be great.
You mean the guy that plays Jaws on the James Bond movies? Oh, Tarantino. Got it. Okay. They're starting to merge into the same person.
Well, Richard Kiel passed away, so.
Well, now we need a Richard Kiel, so I'm telling you, Tarantino.
There's an opening.
Tarantino's ready for the job. Have you seen him lately? He looks just like
him. Yeah, he does. He totally does. If he would just do something different with his hair. It's like Frankenstein hair, man. It's... Yeah.
Redirect. No fire on set, but feet okay. Say many N-words.
Let's see. We got a... Oh, this is good. A judge throws out a case against Fat Spaniard.
Fat Spaniard. What's his power?
Yeah, come on, Brian. What is his power? What does the Fat Spaniard do?
Able to consume many chimichangas in one sitting. Excelsior.
Is that a thing you can get in Spain?
Many chimichangas.
All right. I feel like that might be an American.
Much flan.
Some kind of weird American burrito that we made.
Okay, flan.
Flan, flan, whatever. It's fine.
A quart of gazpacho.
Ooh, gazpacho. That's Italian. Gazpacho. Isn't gazpacho Italian?
No, it's Mexican.
It is?
Or Spanish. It's Spanish.
Wait, gazpacho?
Yeah, gazpacho is from Spain.
It's a Spain thing? They made the cold soup?
Yes.
Oh, well, how come I always see it on menus at Italian restaurants?
You don't really see it you do not see it in Italian restaurants. Find me a menu, an Italian restaurant menu.
Gazpacho. Yeah.
When you're here, you're confused.
All right, hold on. Origin of gazpacho. Gazpacho. Hotly debated for the proper ingredients, generally agreed that it's Andalusia, the southernmost province of Spain. Ding, ding, ding. Brian's right. Ding, 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 ding.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wonder if I wrote, is gazpacho Italian?
There you go.
I'm going to try. Is. Oh, yeah. That's the first result that comes up because a lot of people think it is.
Really?
Oh, there's Italian gazpacho. So there's actually recipes.
Oh, really?
Okay, so that might be why I saw it.
That's like saying that there's, French borscht.
Yeah, or there's Chinese hamburgers because exactly, the local place has stuff for kids. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, so this is a great story. The Fat Spaniard accused of causing animals' insides to explode when he sat on it. Spain, Spain's no stranger to mistreating animals in a public way. All right, they're always stabbing the bull. Right.
Well, yeah.
Stabbing the bull. The Spanish judge has thrown out a case against a 23 stone man. How heavy is that? 23 stones.
14 times 23 is 242.
It's not that big. Is that right? It's not that big.
No.
I know
is
people,
that right?
I know people that big. It's not that big.
Hey Siri, what's 23 times 14? Oh. 322.
Oh, three. Yes. Okay, that's a big man.
That's a big man.
That's three men, really.
I didn't carry the one.
He was accused of killing a donkey by sitting on it. The 5-month-old donkey was being held in a pen, which was not meant to be accessed by the public, for a Christmas fair in the town of Luencia. This is a while ago, I guess. Cordoba, last year. But the 38-year-old man climbed over the fence and sat on the animal's back. To have his picture taken while grinning and posing for the camera. 2 days later, residents noticed that the donkey named Platero was barely able to stand, and he was taken to the local vet. The animal was urgently transferred to a specialized unit, but due to the severity of his internal injuries, likened to exploding, he had to be put down. Because fat guy sat on him, his guts exploded.
Aww.
That's terrible.
It's like a deleted scene from Shrek.
What would PETA do?
Oh, God, yeah.
Shrek. Or Eddie Murphy is his
Let me sit on your donkey.
You know, I want to see that cut of the film. All right, we got one final story. This one submitted by one Brian Ibbett.
Yes. Oh.
People feel weird about touching robot butts, researchers find. By the way, this doesn't surprise me because we're upset when we see robots misabused. Anything that's anthropomorphic and we do something to it, our brains go, that's sort of human-like, therefore I'm going to feel some human-like emotion about this thing. So this doesn't surprise me, but that's not the important bit. How would you feel about a robot if it asked you to touch its butt? Maybe it sounds like a silly question. Actually, there's no maybe about it. But as robots proliferate and anthropomorphize, it's actually something that needs to be considered. So scientists at Stanford considered it. Or are they a bunch of students who are drunk?
We really need an idea for a paper.
I agree. By the way, this is my favorite new thing to do on the show, as if no one can hear this part. Like this is the show's internal monologue.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This is us thinking. Yeah,
I like it. The study to be presented soon, but previewed by the IEEE Spectrum, you know, because they make sure your cables are good. I don't understand how that IEEE thing works. Anyway, is entitled, is titled.
This is the best title of something ever.
Isn't that the wrong usage of entitled, though?
It's entitled. No, it should, it should be entitled.
Shouldn't you say it is titled?
The more you say it's entitled, the more you think of the other term, the adjective for entitled.
Yeah, which means I'm entitled to my fair share or whatever.
Yes. No, you can say this book is entitled.
Oh, I always thought it was just this book is titled.
You can say that too. That's I think both are appropriate.
Well, all right, Stanford, get your shit straight over there with which way you're going to do. I guess they chose. Anyway, touching a mechanical body, : tactile contact with intimate parts of a human-shaped robot is psychologically arousing, it says here. That's the name of the actual study, by the way.
Yeah, that's the study's title. Perfect.
And by arousing, they mean generally heightened state of awareness or attention. They don't mean...
Ooh,
this is making my genitals move.
Right.
The researchers... Sorry, it caught me funny. The researchers sat volunteers at a table with a now human robot reclining casually on it. They were told by the robot that it was a vocabulary exercise focused on terms for body parts. Volunteers were told by the bot to, for instance, quote, touch my ear using the dominant hand. I guess your right hand or whatever. Mm-hmm. While the non-dominant hand remained on a skin conductance sensor that loosely monitored their physical state. Now, where's this video you told me about?
Let's scroll down. It's right there on the page.
Found it. I'm going to play this. And this is a guy freaking out, I assume.
Not really freaking out. The robot audio is the best part about this.
All right, so here it goes.
Experiment consisted of instructions spoken by the robot followed by 26 trials.
Okay, we know all about your text. I'm moving ahead. All right.
Hello. In this exercise, we'll be thinking about vocabulary for parts of the body. Sometimes I will ask you to touch my body, and sometimes I will ask you just to point to my body. When I ask you to touch me, please touch me with your dominant hand.
Ugh, it's creepy already, dude! Ugh, alright, more.
When I ask you to point at me, please point at me with your dominant hand. Please keep your other hand on the sensor. Okay, let's get started. Please touch my hand.
Okay. All right. I'm already weirded out by it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the hand. It is referred to as the carpal region.
We repeated this process with 13 body parts.
Uh-huh.
Please touch my ear.
Okay. Ear.
This is the ear. It is referred to as the otic region.
We included body parts with low accessibility like the buttocks.
Okay.
Please touch my buttocks. This is the buttocks. It is referred to...
All right, that's the best thing we've ever done. My gosh, dude. Yeah. It's funny how it weirds me out and I'm not even in this thing.
Right, right.
This is such a human... Yeah, that's why these kinds of experiments are actually important.
I want somebody to take the
Oh my gosh.
The initial Star Wars Force Awakens trailer and dub this in for BB-8. Anytime yep. BB-8 is.
Yeah. Touch my buttocks. This is the this is the buttocks. All right, that's amazing. This
little thumbs up fire thing.
Amazing. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's call now. That means phone calls from you guys live on the show. We'll answer anything you got. We also have a couple or one email and one phone call in the voicemail pile to play, and we'll get to all that in a minute though. Before that though, Brian here. This is Brian Ibbett, everybody. He's got music.
Mm-hmm. Dear Suture and Bandage, writes another Brian, I'd like to submit a very last minute request for a very last minute situation. I'm a corpsman, aka medic in the Navy, and getting stationed with the 3rd Infantry Regiment in Hawaii. I was set to go to combat medicine training on June 1st, but found out on Monday that I'll be leaving April 9th, the day after my daughter's first birthday. I'd like to request a cover of this song because it was the first song our daughter got excited and danced to. Thanks for all you guys do. Love the cream corn, though. Signed, Brian.
Ugh. Who likes cream corn?
I kind of like cream corn.
Oh,
I like making
my.
Like a chowder. There's a great chowder recipe.
Well, chowder I could see because then you're it's already
like
kind of a chowder.
Just straight cream corn. No, I don't. You know.
Yeah, like cream corn on a plate like my grandma would do.
Right.
That's freaking hideous.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like eating vomit with corn in it. Anyway.
Oh, I don't pronounce the S either, so it's really just Corman. Corman. That
oh,
makes
Corman.
Sense.
Did
all
somebody
right.
rip my...
Like Harvey.
Listen, vocabulary police.
No. This is good. This I like. It's much better than it's the Goo Goo Dolls. No, it's just Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, that guy's the
Goo Goo
best.
Dolls.
He's the best. Listen, if he's still listening, I'm sure he is.
I'm sure he is.
He's got a sexy Twitter avatar, and he's always correcting grammar. He's the man. I like that guy.
I have no complaints about that guy. Yeah. All right, so he wanted any cover of the Foo Fighters song Big Me. Great song, great. And really, this actually is a great example of what makes it a great song. When you strip down a song that is so well written that when you just have kind of the bare bones of the song, just the like the inner elements of that song, and that's all you hear, it's still as solid as the rocker versions, right? It doesn't need all that instrumentation. That's not the part of it that makes it awesome. It's the lyrics, it's the chord progression, and that is a great example. Big Me is a great example of this. So let's play this cover right here. This is by this window did not come up correctly.
I don't know.
Kate Rogers from her 2005 album Seconds. Here it is. It's the Foo Fighters Big Me covered by Kate Rogers.
Here it is. We'll be right back.
When I talk about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, Aries or treason's already new. Beg me to talk about it, I could stand to prove. If we can get around it, I know that it's true. When I talked about it, carried on, reasons only knew. But it's you I fell. When I talk about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, Aries or treason's already new. Beg me to talk about it, I could stand to prove. And if we can get a
one of the fellas reached through the window, grabbed the rifle, and pointed it at me.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't care! This is the morning stream.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, hi, Tom Merritt. Hey, we're back, everybody. What's going on?
He's trying to say that. Baba, bobobo, bobo, banane.
Banane. Yeah. I freaking love that. Where's that? We're going to play that again. Where is that?
Baba, baba.
No, that's Tom.
When you have sex under the.
No.
Goodbye.
No. When the things I lose so quickly.
Right. Well, you don't. It's your naming strategy, Scott. I'm sure that's it.
Here it is.
Bull, bull, al, bull, bull.
Oh, why is it so quiet?
Oh.
Bull, bull, al, bull, 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 bene, bene.
That's weird.
Bull, bull, al, bull, 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 bene, bene.
Bene, bene, bene. All right, it's call now time. Do I have a call now thing still? Do I not? I don't have that anymore, do I?
What?
Oh, here it is.
Call now.
I got it.
Call now.
Everybody, call now. This is your chance to call in, be a part of the show. If you call from a number that has blocking on it, that means I can't add you because it doesn't want to let me bring you into the same call Brian and I are in. If you call me from a phone number and it's not blocked, it should be 100% fine. Or if you already have me on Skype, that should work as well. So, for example, I just got one from an unknown number. It won't let me add you. So, sorry. Aww. It means I have to. I could answer it, but it'd just be me and the guy.
Oh, it would pull me out.
Yeah, it would take
you
out.
That's no fun.
I know,
right?
I'm not into that. I'm not into that. That sounds bad to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm unwilling to do that. Again, that number to call is 801-895-4724. We got a caller right here. Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Spooky Powers, your corpse man.
wait, Spooky Powers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
I like it.
Corman. Sorry, oh, Corman.
Corpsman.
Yeah, Corman.
Okay. Yeah, Corman. I knew it was, you know, when Brian said it, I knew it was Corman, but I decided not to correct him.
I like
you're a bigger
man
than I, Scott.
Because I just don't feel like correcting Brian all the time. Yeah, because, you know, we get enough of that in our lives. What's your question? What's your thinking? What do you got on your mind there, buddy?
I wanted to call in, say, love the show. Been listening for a long time. This is the last time I've been listening live for quite a while, so...
Well, it's good.
I love you guys.
Oh, thanks, man. You're the best corpse man we have. We'll talk to you later. Right. Let's see if we got another one coming. Oh, that one's enough. That's a blocked one.
Well, did he have a question? I mean,
no,
he
wanted to say hi and that he loved us.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for all you do.
That's super sweet.
Yeah.
Again, that number, 801-895-4724. I keep getting this blocked number one. I can't take it, guys. I wish I could. You can also see, if you're using Skype, you're on Skype, you can send calls to My Extra Life. That should just come through, even though we're not necessarily friended on the service. You know what? Let me see if there's a way to merge these.
Okay.
I'm going to try. Okay?
I'm going to try.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kate from Australia.
I wonder if this will let me add you to the call, because it makes me hang up on Brian, which is really weird. Oh, and that's probably...
Oh, okay. It's probably because I'm in Australia.
That's probably why. You're in Australia. Okay, so let me see if I can make this... Let me see if I can make this work. This could be cool. So if I go plus people... Oh, dang it. Okay, it didn't work and it hung up on her. I talked to somebody from Australia for a minute.
Oh, nice.
She was lovely. She seemed very nice. But then it wouldn't let me talk to her.
Right.
So I'm annoyed.
Aw.
Anyway, Brian, what was the thing you asked earlier? You wanted people to ask like
Give us like a real quick fire. Hey, top five of this and see how quickly we can come up with
I like that idea a lot.
A decent list.
By the way, while we wait for our next call, I'm gonna read you this email we got. Somebody said this. His name is Brent. So Scott, did you know that the Viper from Game of Thrones is in Narcos?
Oh, really? Wow.
He's right. He's so here's my funny way of figuring that out. I'm watching the show. I'm five episodes in. I'm on like episode three and I'm like, dang it. Who is this Pena guy? I'm going to leave you hanging and tell you in a second. But first, we're going to take this call. Who's this?
Hey, this is Justin. It's stuck in the chat.
Hey, man, what's up?
Not Justin. Much. You guys still need some quick fire kind of questions?
Yeah, I'd love that. Please.
Hey, so I go to the gym a lot and sometimes I see people do really embarrassing things like they're working out and then they accidentally fart and everyone hears it.
Okay.
What are the three most embarrassing things you guys could think of to happen at the gym?
Three most embarrassing things to happen at the gym. Let's give him our answers. What do you
boner
think?
While you're doing any sort of lifts or thrusts.
Yeah, boners are bad.
Really, I mean just anything. Yeah. Right? Any Nautilus machine erection.
And just so let me make. I want to. This is a good opportunity to educate. Okay, because this is something I don't know that all women know this or not.
Sure.
We don't. Okay, this is going to get real personal. but we don't all get boners only when we're being horny pervert yes. men. Yeah. Sometimes, usually beginning around age 12, you just get one and there's no reason for it. It's just there. It's just darn, and there exactly. it is, and you got to get exactly. up and write on the board or whatever the teacher wants you to do, and it's the most miserable thing ever. Okay, I've had some experience with this, and I just want people to know that if this happens, you're in public, and you know, 65-year-old guy in the restaurant gets up and he's, you know, pitching a tent there. It's not because he's some pervert who's been staring at your legs necessarily. I mean, it could be. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just get the boner, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. That's there you go. All right, so there's one. Number two, the video device.
Sorry, that was the more you know. Oh,
perfect.
Thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Good timing. The Amazon Fire or Kindle or iPad that you brought that you're watching something on suddenly has some inappropriate video content on it yep. that you forgot was in that movie.
Yep. Yep. That's
or
a good
TV
one.
Show.
That's a good one.
What else? What else you got?
Jim, it's you've plugged the toilet in the gym and then leave and don't do anything about it.
Perfect.
Yeah, excellent. That's a pretty good one. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Scott at Ian. I am Sci-Fi.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So you want a top five, huh?
Yeah, give us yeah. A fiver list. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, what are your top five least favorite superhero movies?
Oh,
ooh,
my.
Okay.
Okay.
Elektra. Catwoman.
Wait, these are your least favorite?
Yeah, least favorite.
Okay,
yeah,
so favorite. We got least favorite, Catwoman, Elektra. What else did you say?
Those are the two I've said so far.
I'm going to agree with you on both those so far.
Swamp Thing.
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm.
You know what? I haven't seen the new Fantastic Four. I'm sure it's on the list, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that Batman Forever,
which one? Batman and Robin or Batman Forever? Which one are we putting at the bottom?
The
there?
Worst one is Batman and Robin for sure, so.
Yeah, right, Batman and Robin.
Probably.
And bad. Finally, Superman IV, The Quest for Peace.
Yep, that's the list. Can't argue with any of that. We got Peter Fisher on the line. Hey, Peter.
Hi. Another top five. Right. Top five Star Wars stories that are non-Skywalker related that you want to see, not including the ones that have already been announced.
Like the or talked Rogue about. And Han Solo. Han Solo. Okay, let's figure this out, Brian.
So, like, basically outside of movie, like, basically in lore.
Yeah.
Like but non-Skywalker. So, I'd say...
We got to remember one thing to preface this with. Is none of that stuff is considered canon now. So, this is mostly a dream that we wish would happen because all that stuff's been erased. Like the Thrawn story, they may use bits of it, but it's considered non-canon. Forget about it.
Sure.
So anyway, what do you say? What do you think?
Shadows of the Empire is something I've always wanted to see done. I mean, I know part of that is the Skywalker storyline, but there's also the, you know, the Prince Xizor storyline and Leia and trying to rescue Han and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good.
That one's all right.
Jeez, this is tough.
Yeah, because I can't think of anything. Like, I love all the extended stuff, but I don't remember a ton of it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. I remember reading Han Solo, some of the other Han Solo books. I remember reading, there was a Lando book, too.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, these are tough.
Yeah, this is hard. I don't think I have a good answer.
Yeah.
I'll take, okay, here we go. I know what I'll do. Let's get creative. It doesn't have to be based on anything that's already out there. I would love to see a Wookiee-based movie.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It doesn't have to be full of humans. It can be a lot of Wookiees and Kashyyyk and subtitles. It's fine with me.
Right. And the story of Han and Lando when they met and you know, losing the Millennium Falcon in a game of Sabacc.
Give me Michael B. Jordan as young Lando, and we're in.
There you go.
I'll take a story about, you know what, I'll, can we get it? What do you think about a side story with the new guy? I can't think of his name.
Poe Dameron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be great. Something
it would be great.
Outside of the Skywalker business.
Uh-huh, totally.
That'd be all right.
Is he good?
A lot of what's in the Old Republic I would like to see. Star Wars The Old Republic stuff, the game and the otherwise extended fiction there is really neat. Knights of the Old Republic, that would be awesome.
Sure.
Can't think of anything else.
Oh, Splinter of the Mind's Eye. I think that was the first book that, they basically said, nope.
Yeah.
Don't they have Luke and Leia...
having, you know, kids or something.
Having kids, right. Getting together.
Well, wasn't it all written before we knew?
It was.
Yeah. Or I think before George knew, because George had approval on all that stuff. So if he approved that, that proves to me he didn't know.
Right.
He's making it up as he goes, man.
Right. Right.
Is that a thing you can still
I want the story about Ord Mantell.
Who's Ord Mantell? Remind me.
That's the planet that they mention in... It takes place between Star Wars and Empire, and it's something... It was a bounty hunter that Luke... Or that Leia and Han ran into.
Okay.
You know, the bounty hunter we ran into on Ord Mantell.
Yeah.
And there was a... There's got to be a great story there. Just like a little short video story.
Okay. I just thought of something I want. Okay. I want a story... I want a series, TV series. I want it on cable because regular TV doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And I want it to be called Tatooine something Tales, whatever you call it. But I want it to be like a detective series set on Tatooine. Mm-hmm. Characters we don't know.
That would be cool.
It's just always like just trying to bust the huts and what they're, you know, smuggling, and just like you could have so much fun with all that crime, mm-hmm. that like mob boss crime stuff that goes on in the Star Wars world. That would be really neat. Oh my gosh, getting all excited about this stuff. I don't know. All right. What I was saying about dude from Game of Thrones is,
oh yeah,
I'm watching Narcos. I get through episode 3 and I'm like, I know this actor who's playing this character called Pena. It's like, I know this guy. Who is this guy? And he's really, it's really bugging me that I can't place him. And, you know, I could just look him up, but I'm trying to figure it out before I look him up. I finally
Narcos
give up.
It's at Netflix. So you can't do that cool Amazon thing where when you pause, you get the screen that shows, like, here are all the actors in this scene.
That's true. I could have done.
Love that.
That is a really cool feature. Yeah. Finally, it seems like them buying IMDb makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. like finally, mm-hmm. all these years later, they have a use for it.
Right.
But I finally looked him up and I went, oh, it's the dude from Game of Thrones. It's the Viper who got, you know, the mountain had his way with him. And what was my point? But I know why I was confused and couldn't pull him out immediately. In this show, it's set in like 1980 something. Okay. He's got a mustache and a hairstyle that makes him look like Burt Reynolds about 30 years ago. You should see it. It's like real weird. He looks like, in fact, if you just look him up, I don't know his name. Crap. Anyway, if you look him up and look at him, a photo of him in Narcos, you'll go, oh my gosh, he should be in the Burt Reynolds biopic.
Like Inherent Vice, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Let's see. Who plays...
It's real weird.
Oberyn, Prince Oberyn. It is...
yeah, Prince Oberyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oberyn Martell, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Pedro Pascal.
That's the guy.
Wow, I mean, even his 2014 San Diego Comic-Con photo is...
does he have a mustache in that?
He does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
You see what I'm saying?
Totally, yes.
Yeah, it's real weird. He's super good in it, though, man. Awesome. I really like him. I hope that this leads to more stuff for him, because he's kind of a badass.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's a good show. All right. Here's a phone call. You want to hear a phone call?
Yeah.
All right. Of course. Here you go. This is from, I don't
no
know.
No haiku, though, in this one.
No, none that I'm aware of. I think it's an app recommendation. So here it is.
I just wanted to give you all a app recommendation. Barrier X for the iOS. Download it. Play it. Thank me later. Bye.
Okay. Barrier X.
Barrier X.
Haven't heard of it. It's the sequel to Tom Merritt's Pilot X sequel called Barrier X. I'm going to look it up right now. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up as well.
Barrier
right
X.
There. It's my pink app.
Okay. Barrier.
Endless Levels.
I like Endless Levels.
Ooh, looks like Wipeout Paper Airplane style.
I have this game. I didn't know it was called this. No, it is cool, dude. This is a nifty app. Here, nifty.
It looks like, what was the game? It was a Mac tank game that looked like that. Played like Battlezone,
right?
It was specifically on the Mac.
Do you remember what that was called? I know which one you mean.
Yeah, something VR maybe. Spectre VR.
Spectre VR. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks a lot like Spectre VR.
Okay. What is this doing? Oh, you have to hit the B to get started. Oh my gosh, this is insane. That's right. I downloaded this and never played it. Now I see why. I may have a seizure. Watch it on the camera for the first time, everybody.
Cool. It's free. I'm downloading it now. I'll play it after the show.
This is like seizure inducing. And you think I'm
it
kidding.
Looks like it. I mean, just the visuals look like they'd be, you know, it's shoot the shapes. It's Geometry Wars looking.
Yeah, listen to this. I mean, just listen to it. Oh, shit.
Nice.
I'm playing better than I'm playing it this way. Oh, I crashed.
Is it a tilt the iPad side to side, or is it like a drag your finger?
It's a tap it left to right.
Okay.
Wow. How do you get good at this? Yeah. All right. Later. I'll thank him later.
Flappy Bird.
I guess I'll thank him later. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt. Where are you calling from?
From Florida.
Florida. America's wiener. It's good to have you here.
Exactly.
What's on your mind?
Not much. Just been listening to you guys a lot lately. Thanks to Geek Jock Dan Patrice. Shout out to you guys.
That's awesome. Yeah, we love Dan. He's
a great guy. We miss him a lot on Thursday PMs, just with schedules not lining up.
Yeah, we're working on. We got Dan and I have been talking. We're working on something. We're going to try to get something to happen on back on the show.
Excellent.
We love having him on here. But anyway, do you have any questions for us?
Sure. Yeah, I'm actually kind of stealing the question from Screen Junkies Movie Fights, but they posed a thing about how there's a lot of remakes in the day. The day for when the remake seems to be getting closer and closer, and I wondered if you guys had any thoughts on movies since 2000 that you might actually want to see remade.
All right, since 2000, interesting. Because that is a much tighter time frame, isn't it, Brian? So let's talk about that.
Well, doesn't seem to be working for Point Break.
Good point. I don't know. Since 2000. Jeez. If you'd have said 99, I might have thrown The Matrix in there. But then again, that thing's kind of perfect. You don't need to remake it.
No, but you know what? That the sequels sure could use a remake.
How about if it was not direct sequel remakes, but just new stories in The Matrix universe? That'd be cool.
That would be good.
I think our bodies are ready for that.
Let's you know, we just saw Aeon Flux, and I feel like that's material that in better hands could have been a much better movie.
Yeah, that's a 2005 film. That would work.
Right.
How about... Yeah, remakes and revisits are different because I would love a Serenity sequel because I love that movie so much. I've watched it 1,000 times. That was also 05. I watched it 18 times. I shouldn't say 1,000. What else came out in 2000 plus? My brain won't wrap around 2000s.
Right. I keep going back to stuff that's older.
Let's see. 2000 and like.
I'm thinking of franchise stuff that I wouldn't mind seeing, like...
Well, that's all that ever going to remake anyway.
Pre-Iron Man Marvel movies. Like, I think, speaking of Elektra, you know, now that we've got an established actress who can really play Elektra well, as we've seen in the Netflix Daredevil show, or Punisher, for that matter. Like, give us a new Punisher movie.
New Punisher movie with Barenthal and his heirs. Have them all come on. They're only an extra $20,000 a piece. It's fine. You can afford it.
They do need their own trailer, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else I really would get excited about from the 2000s. I can't think of anything. I mean, there was Batman movies, and there was... But those aren't remakes. Those are revisits or redos
or
reboots.
Somebody said Batman v Superman.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind that. I assume he means the decade 2000 to 2010, though.
No, I think anything since 2000, I think he means.
All right, well, then definitely... Fantastic Four and Batman v Superman probably could use a revisit.
You know what? Give us a Fantastic Four movie that does not have an origin story in it and just goes, right? We don't need it. We don't need an origin story.
No, we definitely don't. I'm sick of those in general. Mm-hmm. I was mad at Zack Snyder for doing it again with Batman in this. Mm-hmm. It's like, we know, dude. Is there anyone in this world who doesn't know Batman's origin story? Like, if you say you don't, you're lying sack of sheesh. You're making that up when you say that to me, because there's no way you don't know about his parents in the alleyway.
Exactly. And I'm so hoping that we don't get another Spider-Man origin, even like a brief one in Civil War. Everybody knows. Everybody knows how Spider-Man came to be.
I don't want it in a flashback. I don't want it in a montage.
I don't want it in a train. I don't want it on a plane.
If ye sheets the fly, then she'll die. I want it with a moat. Exactly. All those things and more.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing Call Now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, everybody. Later tonight, today, 1 o'clock p.m. all things willing, I assume everything's good, we'll be doing another show, the PM edition of the show, which shows up on the feed on Fridays, but is live on Thursday. So you can catch it at 1 p.m. Mountain Time if your heart desires. It's all because of support at patreon.com/TMS. So come on back. Check us out then for your fifth bonus episode of the week. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. All roads lead there, including our voicemail, 801-471-0462. Our email address is themorningstream@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morningstream. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to do it.
Well, almost. It's almost going to do it, Scott.
Oh, wait. Are you telling me that on this big, sweaty Sunday of a thing to eat, there's a cherry on top called musical things?
Please touch my hand.
This is my buttocks.
They are also called the buttocks.
You know what's weird about that is I don't think that robot could sense which thing you were touching. I think it was just pre-programmed to assume the person touched the right thing. So you could have touched its face and it still would have said, you've touched my buttocks.
I don't know. That's an interesting...
Yeah. I don't think that robot's built that way, but anyway, I could be wrong.
Good day, Poop Jokes and Brian, says Tim Stratford in the OC. I'll be celebrating my birthday on Friday, April 8th, and I would love to hear a request to celebrate in the AM or PM show on Thursday, April 7th. Mm. I share my birthday with Steve Howe, the guitarist for Yes. So how about a cover of I've Seen All Good People / Your Move by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs. Love the show, Tim in the OC.
All right.
Well, it's a good thing Wendy's not here today because this is a long cover, but it's so damn good. It's hard not to play the whole damn thing. It's so good. This was on volume 2 of their Under the Covers series, in which they covered the 70s. Their first one was the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I'm hoping they continue and do a 90s album as well. I love the stuff that these two have been putting together ever since they met as part of the Austin Powers. That interstitial band you see between the scenes in Austin Powers.
Oh,
you see that band?
Right. I know what you mean. What are they called, though? I don't remember.
Trying to remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah. But anyway. So Under the Covers, Volume 2 is where you'll find this. It's I've Seen All Good People, Your Move / All Good People. Originally by Yes, covered here by Matthew Sweet and Bengal frontwoman Susanna Hoffs.
Nice. Here it is. See you guys Monday. See you later today, then Monday.
See you in a couple hours.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Take a straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the White Queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you a wife. 'Cause it's time in time with your time, and its news is captured. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want. Yeah. Don't surround yourself with yourself. Move on back to squares. Send an instant comma to me. Initially. For the queen to use.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
That's a great cheek, Neb Jola and his men.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.